One of these days I'm going to do a sermon. Now I have to because it's going to go out over the public. I'm going to do a teaching series based on the Bill of Rights, saying what would happen if it was the Bill of Responsibilities instead. We would have a different country. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got away from the sermon. A good way to start is to talk with God, so prayer. To stop cussing and using God's name in vain. To start worshiping God on a daily basis, but especially making Sundays a priority, folks. I mean, maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours a week. That is not too much to ask for God. And if it is too much, I'm sorry. We got to rethink our priorities. We have to realize that soccer doesn't get our kids to heaven. Now, I know I'm stepping on toes with this next one, and it's my own. You may think it's somebody else, but football doesn't get our kids to heaven. Baseball doesn't get our kids to heaven. Kim Stapp was in early service, and I said, track doesn't get our kids to heaven. Work does not get our kids to heaven, folks. But even more than that, it doesn't show our kids that God is our priority over everything. God is our priority over everything. God is our priority over everything. And it's extremely important that our example shows our children and youth that God is our absolute priority. 3, God purpose. We are painting God esteem, we are painting God priority, and we are painting God purpose. Let's look at Luke 1, 76 and 77. Now remember, this is the end of that prophecy. And remember, Zechariah is still holding little John, right, in his arms. And listen to this. And you, child, can you maybe in your mind's eye see him looking down at little John? It kind of gives me chills just thinking about it. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. Wouldn't that be awesome? Man, I wish I could turn back the years, 14 years coming up, and hold Paul or David or Stephen in my arms and say that. Can you imagine? And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to His people by the forgiveness of their sin. Think about that anointing upon that child. Think about if each of us would anoint our children with that prophecy. Can you imagine? And they would hear that prophecy over and over again in their lives. Do you think Zechariah just said this one time? Or do you think maybe once a month? Or once a week, or maybe every day of every week until John left his household? Do you think Zechariah said, and you, John, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord and prepare the way to give knowledge of salvation to His people and the forgiveness of their sins? How many times do you have to hear that before you believe it, children and youth? Zechariah was painting a life picture, wasn't he? He was naming out loud. He was naming out loud from the time of John's birth, John the Baptist's life path, and John the Baptist's God purpose, wasn't he? What do you name out loud for your kids? What do you name out loud for your kids? What purpose do you give your children or your youth? You see, we need to name out loud our kids' God purpose. We've got to name it out loud, folks. So, kids are a canvas. We need to remind them even daily of their value as God's kids, to give them God esteem